Good morning. Today is August 1st, 2015, Saturday morning, and welcome to the broadcast of The White Way. The White Way is a public service radio broadcast brought to you by Mo'ili'ili Honganji Mission, which is a Jodo Shinshu Buddhist temple located at 902 University Avenue. Our resident minister, Reverend Bert Sumikoa, assistant minister, Reverend Blaine Higa, and the members invite you to temple services and activities. If you go to our website at www.moili'ilihonganji.org, you will find a map of where we are located and some information about our temple and activities. This morning's program is being sponsored by Mrs. Yoshiko Ibisu, and our speaker is Mr. Kerry Kiyohara. Good morning, Mr. Kiyohara.
Possible is everything. Think like a three-year-old. Good morning, and it is a great morning. We often talk story about the Buddha's teachings of impermanence, the fundamental truth that all things change, all things grow old, and the reality that all things that exist today someday will not exist. So every morning you wake up not dead is a great morning. So let's try that again. Good morning! My name is Kerry Kiyohara, and I'm being trained as a lay minister's assistant and taking pre-tokudo studies at Mo'ili'ili Honganji Buddhist Temple in Honolulu, Hawaii. Resident Minister Reverend Bert Sumikawa often says, children and grandchildren are proof of the truth of impermanence, reminding us that each moment is precious because life goes on, whether we like it or not, and whether we are paying attention or not. My wife Mimi and I are blessed to live within walking distance of our son Aki, lovely daughter-in-law Arlene, and my own little Amida, a granddaughter named Melody, who just turned 3 years old. I am very grateful that life has brought me to Honolulu, where I get to play with Melody all the time, because granddaughter Melody is teaching me to think like a three-year-old. Melody lives each moment of the day like there's no tomorrow. Hey, Melody, where are you going? Adventure! How wonderful to live every moment of life as an adventure. When did I lose that sense of playfulness, excitement, and exploration, discovery, and having fun? When Melody comes over to play, I like to ask, hey, Melody, what do you want to do today? She always thinks for a moment. Everything, Grandpa. Wow, Melody's world has infinite possibilities. No limitations. She can do everything. How inspiring the world must be when you can do everything. So our moments together are filled with grand adventures, like this one day, which inspired me to write, just for fun, something I hadn't done in a very, very long time. Baby ducks, bubble baths, and Tic Tacs. When I forget to look around and appreciate life, Melody says, go feed ducks, Park, Grandpa? And we go to discover baby ducks everywhere. Much to Melody's delight, our popcorn disappears. Quack, quack, quack. Quack, quack, quack. When I forget to be grateful for the sweetness of life, Melody says, take bubble bath, Grandpa? And we do, making mountains of bubbles. Much to my delight, the bubbles transform into bubble hats and bubble balloons and bubble birthday cakes. Pop, 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 pop. When I'm hurting from the bumps in life's road, Melody says, put Band-Aid on owie, Grandpa? And she does. Melody kisses my owie and says, feel better, Grandpa? And I do. Much to our delight, Band-Aids on our owies means we get to eat Grandpa medicine, which, oddly enough, comes in a Tic Tac box. Spicy, spicy, and my Tic Tac inventory shrinks once again. Life is about the little things, like paying attention to the wisdom of grandchildren, and seeing the world through a child's eyes. My little Amita came into my life, shook me awake, tamed my craziness, and showed me how to find the sweetness in every moment of this life. I am saved by the love of my little Amita, my granddaughter, my melody. Namo Amida Butsu. Thank you, Amida. Namo Amida Butsu. Thank you, melody. Namo Amida Butsu. Thank you, ducks. One day, we were getting ready to go out for another adventure when I noticed Melody had put on her shoes backwards. Left shoe on right foot and right shoe on left foot. Hey, Melody, you have your shoes on backwards. No, Grandpa, you need your glasses. Oh, okay. Ready to go? Yes, let's go adventure. And so we went off in search of adventure. And we found it, like we always do. Wouldn't life be grand if everything we did was an adventure? Wouldn't life be amazing if you did everything every day? The energy, focus, and pure joy Melody puts into everything is inspiring to watch. Melody makes a game of everything. For her, living life is playtime. How fun life could be if life was just playtime. I've been challenged by my Tokudo studies. As one of my mentors told me in the very beginning, the struggle is not in the study of the Dharma, but in battling one's ego. One of the early obstacles was learning how to ring the Kansho, or the temple bell, which is used to open services. The pattern itself is not particularly difficult, just 7 strikes, followed by a crescendo that decreases in speed but increases in volume, and a decrescendo that increases in speed but decreases in volume. Then 5 strikes, then the crescendo decrescendo pattern once again, and then 3 strikes. Okay, I guess it is a little complicated. I am amazed at how my ego self takes constant delight in frustrating my every attempt to get it perfect or make my kansho sound cool. Gong. Oh no, was that 7 or was that 6? Oh my God, what am I going to do? And then when you actually get it right on a Sunday service, you think to yourself, hey, that sounded pretty cool. And you get crushed if no one says anything. One morning, Melody came with me to pre-Tokudo training class. She watched intently as Sensei tried to teach me how to start fast and slow, rise slow and loud, make a pause at the top, and then come back down loud and slow, faster and slower. I just couldn't get it. And the more you think about the pattern, the harder it is to make your hands move. Melody slept over that night. The next morning, I awoke to something very, very strange. Gong, 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 gong. Melody was gently tapping my head, playing the crescendo decrescendo pattern perfectly. Gong, 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 gong. She had the biggest smile on her face, like she had just watched the funniest cartoon ever. Okay, 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 Melody, good morning. I'm awake now, thank you. Good morning, Grandpa. I need to make shishi. And so we went to the toilet, where she made a big shishi, wiped herself, flushed the toilet, and washed her hands. Grandpa, am I a big girl now? Yes, Melody, you're a big girl now. Oh, okay, let's go adventure. And since that morning, my kansho playing has improved every day because I see my little Amita's smiling face saying, gong, 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 gong. How delightful life can be when the things we struggle with, the responsibilities we carry, and the burdens we shoulder become playtime. When I reflect upon the changes I see in myself, I am grateful that the Dharma has helped me to change my attitude, to change the way I see things, to change the way I react to things. What a remarkable treasure is the Dharma, the teachings of the Buddha, the source of ultimate truth. Most importantly, I have experienced a change of heart. Thinking like a 3-year-old, my heart has been transformed from something hard and cold to a heart that can play, to a heart of adventure, to a heart that knows possible is everything. Maybe this is what it feels like to receive Shinjin, the heart-mind of Amida, the heart of compassion of the Buddha of eternal life, and the mind of wisdom of the Buddha of infinite light. Or maybe Melody needs to gong Grandpa's head one more time. May your mind be inspired, and may your heart be filled with playfulness, and may all your days be filled with adventure. Namo Amida Butsu. Namo Amida Butsu. Namo Amida Butsu.
Thank you, Mr. Kiyohara, for your talk this morning. Now, if you'd like to listen to today's talk or any previous White Way broadcast, you may listen to it anytime via Mo'ili'ili Honganji's website, which is www.mo'ili'ilihonganji.org, and look for it on the White Way section. And now, here are a few announcements. Tomorrow, Sunday, August 2nd, will be our regular 9 a.m. Sunday service, and our speaker will be Reverend Bert Sumikawa. Please don't forget to sign up for the August 9th temple picnic at Bellows. Everyone is welcome. This coming Friday and Saturday, August 7th and 8th, Pro City Honganji will be having their bone dance, and it begins at 7 p.m. We'd like to thank all the members and friends for their donations to the Aloha for Nepal campaign conducted by the Honpa Honganji Mission of Hawaii Social Concerns Committee in the aftermath of the massive earthquake of April 25th. Donations received were forwarded to the Hawaii Kyodan and will directly aid relief efforts by Kathmandu Honganji and the Mercy Corps. As we come to the close of our program this morning, we'd like to thank our sponsor, Mrs. Yoshiko Ibisu, and our speaker, Mr. Kerry Kiyohara. On behalf of Mo'ili'ili Honganji, we thank you for listening, and please join us again next week for The White Way. Namo Amida Butsu.